Now, other factors than masters going to the army weakened the structure of the institution of slavery. I think masters going off is a crucial one, but other factors are at play as well during the war. Black people who were taken along with masters who became refugees, that is, if a planter decided that he would take his chances by fleeing in the face of a Union invasion and tried to take his slaves with him, that master almost never could exert the same degree of control that he had been able to exert before. These slaves were less likely to remain loyal, less likely to be diligent workers than those who remained in their usual surroundings. The impressment of slaves by the government to work in war-related industries also weakened the bonds of slavery. Blacks left home. They went usually to cities. They left their loved ones behind, and they were thrown in among a large group of people they hadn't known before in circumstances that were unfamiliar to them, and usually in urban settings. It was always, almost always anyway, more difficult to maintain rigorous control over slaves in an urban setting than it was in a more remote plantation setting. And the congregation of black workers in cities to support the war effort meant that there was greater potential for a loosening of slavery's bonds on those grounds. Scarcities of food and clothing and other necessities also created the impression that masters couldn't provide the things that had been taken for granted before, and that diminished the stature of slaveholders in the minds of many slaves. All of these things came together to help create a situation where the institution was eroding from a white point of view. The urban setting, very important. You had a mixture there of slaves who were impressed by the government and free black people who had lived in the urban settings before. That was most problematical for many slaveholders. This hit in Jefferson Davis's own household. Davis, before the war, certainly would have counted himself among the more enlightened slaveholders in the South. And by a mid-19th century standard, that probably would have been true. But three of the Davis family slaves ran away in 1 month in 1864 in January, and one of them tried to set fire to the White House of the Confederacy as a sort of parting gift to the Davis family. I think Davis genuinely wondered why they would have done that. I think that he really did not understand. He thought that incidents of northern provocation probably led these slaves to try to run away. But the truth is, I think, that these three people had gotten a taste, a small taste perhaps, of a less oppressive system, and they were ready to strike out on their own. The most dramatic example of the changing nature of the institution of slavery in the Confederacy was the debate that took place among white Southerners over whether to put black men into Confederate uniforms, to put them in the Confederate Army, and perhaps promise them freedom if they would fight for the Confederacy. Now, severe manpower shortages eventually brought Jefferson Davis to the decision where he believed the Confederacy needed to embrace this idea. But the road was a very long one. As early as 1861, several groups of free black men, and I mentioned those in New Orleans before, had offered their services to the Confederacy. The War Department said, no, we don't want you. The Confederate government said, we do not want black men in our army. This war is not the kind of war that needs that kind of assistance. Robert E. Lee said after the war, in a series of conversations with former staff officers, that he had gone to Jefferson Davis very early in the war and argued that slavery would be, on balance, a negative factor in the Confederacy, and that the Confederacy should try to come up with some way to free slaves, even if it were a long process, that would help the Confederacy, would help its image, and would help in other ways. Lee said that Davis wasn't interested in hearing that early on. Others were thinking along the same lines. Confederate General Richard Stoddart Ewell, who ended up as a corps commander in the Army of Northern Virginia, he wrote a letter in mid-July 1862 in which he said, "It's astonishing to me that our people do not pass laws to form regiments of blacks." He said, "The North is using foreigners, we should use our blacks as soldiers. Now, he didn't say whether he would free them or not, or whether he thought slaves would fight for the Confederacy, but Ewell is saying that he thought this is an idea the Confederacy should consider.